This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
A.org. Up next, Reality Check with Harrison, with his special Wednesday guest, Brad Friedman. If you're tuning in to hear the Jimmy Dore Show, you can hear that tomorrow at 4 p.m. on KPFK Radio. That's Thursdays at 4 p.m. But up now, Reality Check with Harrison and Brad.
This is Mike Wallace. You're listening to Harrison.
Live from Hollywood, it's Harrison.
JoeHarrison.com.
What's new about Tiger Woods?
Michael Jackson.
Elvis Presley.
O.J. Simpson. Abandoned base.
Harrison. Talk show. Random. Outrageous, philosophical, analytical, passionate, hidden wild, sunsets, roadkill cooking tips, open-minded, swordsman, bent, resolute, chocolate, bushwhacker, belt buckles, investigative, companion, fearless, call in, piercing the cloud of mainstream entertainment, live from Hollywood, it's Harrison.
Except for today, it's sunny! 5 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you, your new best friend. Happy Wednesday. Glad to be here with you. Delighted, thrilled to be here with you. This is our muckraking Wednesday, where we pleasure you with the sonorous golden tones of investigative reporting. This is your chance to hear really what's going on behind the scenes. And I am so thrilled to be able to be sitting here next to, literally, within 4 feet, probably, right?
4 feet or less.
Or less, with Brad Friedman. Mm-hmm. You know him because most of you, I imagine, have been on and are on his mailing list of bradblog.com. And we have a huge breaking story imminent coming up. Just a few minutes. We're just going to let you know it's happening. Mm-hmm. It is still being perfectly well confirmed before we deliver it as fact. But it's looking 94.31462-8%. For sure.
Precisely.
Huge news.
Huge news. So hang on for that. The second we get the green light, we're going to deliver to you before you hear it anywhere else and then explain what it is. Mercy Malik, news director. Honey, you,
I'm here.
Once again, you're frighteningly dressed in a way that's, how would you describe that,
that
Brad?
Nothing frightening about it.
That's
frankly.
Exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
Looking good.
Beautiful.
I'm
on
a professional.
Beautiful GF. I mean, handsome, manly GF in there on traffic.
Comely
GF. Yeah. We have G with a J and Jeff with a G, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
G and J, except it's the other way around and inverted, just the way we like to do it here.
Keep them on their toes.
Plus, we're going to open up the phones because yesterday's political contests were so wicky-wacky and out of control, it's not to be believed. Yet it is to be believed. Yet it is to believe. When you take the lid off the GOP, they all come out. Mm-hmm. When they feel a little bit of fear, the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs people hang out in the little margins where they belong. But now they're so comfortable, you don't even have to wear a bed sheet anymore and just go out and say what you feel. This is
take off the hood.
Yeah, the take off your hood. Right. The water's warm.
It's sunny.
Splash. Right. So we're going to examine that and, of course, get your input on that. Let me give you our Harrison hotline just up front. And just know that you can also text and be a very modern person. And we're going to be giving away some of my favorite things in the world, Star Trek movie tickets.
No.
Yes.
I want.
Yes, but here's
is it a new Star Trek?
It's movie? Not a new Star Trek yet.
Okay.
They are making a new Star Trek. They're also making a new James Bond, and we're going to be bringing the cast in for both of those as it's coming because there are major political angles in each of these movies. As now Hollywood gets more comfortable to talk about current events under the aegis of fiction.
Thank you, James Cameron.
Right, and we learned, not only from Avatar, mm-hmm. But we learned from Mark Twain, right, that the best way to get factual information out is a little slap on the knee and a yuck. Hence, we look at Jon Stewart and the comedy and Comedy Central and The Daily Show. More Americans get their hard news, and some even get hard, mm-hmm. by watching Jon Stewart. Right?
That's right.
And that's extraordinary. When you look at the land with 12,500 multi-tipped thermonuclear warheads aimed at the rest of the Earthlings, and you figure more people get their news from the ha-ha channel, from the comic strip, than they do from the corporate entities telling you the truth, it's an extraordinary statement. And don't think it goes invisibly.
around the rest of Earth. They look at this and they hool and they howl and laugh, and then they remember that those nukes are pointed at them and they shut the hell up the way they're supposed to. Good chihuahuas, all trained as they are, but it's not done in a vacuum. So I want to, now that I've said all of that and it made sense to me and my grandmother.
It made sense to me, but, you know, it's because there are, because there is more news on The Daily Show than in any given half hour on the rest of the media.
That's right.
No kidding. I mean, he presents more news. If the rest of the media did what Stewart does with or without the laughs, we wouldn't be in the mess we're
right,
in.
Right, right. And imagine this. The reason that he's on is because he's been on for a long time. Had he not started his show in the 1990s, pretty much at the very end, he wouldn't be able to pitch the show today and get on.
No,
there is no way. So he's grandfathered in. And because of him, it sets a precedent for other type shows, hence the Colbert Report, which ended up getting evolved into its own standalone and a lot of other things. So, unfortunately, we're back in sort of the 1800s with Mark Twain again, where we have to use allegory. We have to actually have a damn good time while we're talking about poison and bile and hell in order to get the information out.
That's okay.
Well, you know, it actually is, because the people who actually get up and go do stuff and get stuff done for the progressives are the people who actually are alive and have a pulse. You know, they're not sitting at home in a hopeless, horrible way, because then they bring down the rest of it and then it's over.
Neither are they sitting in Congress. Neither are they sitting in the White House.
Right.
But don't get me started, Harris.
Well, I do want to get you started, right, because we have this breaking thing, and as far as I can see here, it has now been confirmed, if I'm not mistaken. And Brad Friedman, let me just reset the stage here, because we want to get to know you a bit here.
Well, thank you.
I know Mercy does.
And by the way, congratulations on your new Wednesday hour here on KPFK.
Well,
I should note.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And really, it's because of the audience, right? And we're here trying to put in our 900%, which is still not enough. If I could put in 8,000%, I would. And so we just want to get
I'm not going to try very hard, though, so that will about even it out to 100%.
I like that. Okay. I like that. Hell, that's a hell of a minus, isn't it?
You're welcome.
You do math.
You're welcome.
He can do math, yes. Oh. How many fingers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So let's take a look. Breaking story, Brad. But before we get to that, you have for many years been, and I'm just going to pigeonhole you for a second.
Please
as
do.
Opposed to cornhole you.
Please
There's
do.
A big
hey
difference
now.
Here. The pigeonhole.
Okay. It's only Wednesday.
That's right. Hump day. The pigeonhole would be simple.
Yeah.
That you're really known as the guy for election integrity. You were the guy who, going way back to 2000, who when we were watching hanging chads and people in Miami who spoke Spanish but didn't live in Boca Raton but were in Dade County but not, you know, Hillsborough County next to Pasco County and all that nonsense. And then we had the St. Petersburg Times independently find out that Al Gore actually won, but it was after the Supreme Court decided that democracy shouldn't be happening on U.S. soil.
That's right.
So instead they selected the president, and we ended up with the president-select installed into the White House, who then in 2004, we did a happy rerun, and then we got to meet all the folks in Ohio, the Blackwells, and you brought us Bev Harris, who we wouldn't have really probably known about, because who's going to talk about her? And you brought to the forefront this notion of extraordinary grand theft of democracy, and that's been your beat, and so brilliantly well executed, by the way. So I love having you here because you are such an authority on these kinds of things. And these kinds of things are the structural nightmares that we deal with. And since they're not covered anywhere else, we can't figure out, well, I put water in the cup, but it leaked out. And I can't understand why. You're the guy who says there's a hole in the cup.
Well, you know what? You're very kind. And I should say for clarity that I didn't start at the Brad blog actually until 2004, early in 2004. So while I was following the hanging chads in Florida in 2000 and trying to let people know what was really going on, you know, speaking of which, did you know that in Florida in 2000, it was actually 16,022 votes, I should say, negative 16,022 votes that were recorded for Al Gore on an electronic voting machine made by Diebold down in Volusia County.
Wow, yeah.
That led to his initial concession, and then you remember he unconceded, and then they fought for 36 days, and the Supreme Court decided it, as you say. But, you know, a lot of people look back at it, and they think, oh, it was the hanging chads, it was those paper ballots that were the
problem here. The butterfly ballots.
In fact, 16,022 votes were taken away from Al Gore on those machines made by Diebold. It was actually called Global Election Services at the time. And nobody has ever explained why there were negative 16,022 votes. Now, I know that Al Gore wasn't all that popular down
there
in Florida.
There you go. You just explained
but
it.
But negative?
That's
16,
right.
What
that's
kind
right.
of
By
crappy,
God, yeah. they showed him.
Yeah,
and that machine so upset by having the
right.
little Pac-Man-like characters that
right.
spell out Al Gore,
yes.
that machine was so frustrated, so horrified, that it actually self-deleted it to the tune of negative 1,600, and now a
yeah.
Tom Cruise update.
But that's right. And you know what? Since you mentioned Pac-Man, well, we'll get to that story in a little bit, because that does come into play here.
I know.
But what's unbelievably ironic and infuriating for anyone who gives a damn enough to pay attention is that was at one of the items that was at the core of the problems in Florida in 2000. And what was the solution? Congress went out and set aside some $4 billion in a little something called the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, to push those very same machines right. out everywhere in the country. That's what we're dealing with today. And you're right, I get pigeonholed because I cover a lot of other stuff other than this as well, as readers at bradblog.com know. But as we're heading into election season, and as I'm going to be sitting in with you each week, I suspect we'll be hitting this topic a lot, because who do?
Well, that's right. This is the big stuff here. 15 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Have Brad Friedman here, and we're going to release a breaking headline story right now. It's really quite huge. It's going to change everything that's happened politically, certainly in the election cycle, in the last 24 hours.
It certainly should.
So we're pulling the finger out of the dike and letting flow the...
So to speak.
Cornholes, fingers,
hey.
These were your...
Hey.
You were the one who...
Oh, my
who,
God.
Huh?
This is a family show for special kinds of families, to be sure.
Yesterday was Tassel Day.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's take a look at this thing. What has happened that is this explosive? And I can see blinking lights here, the confirmation coming from the East Coast and now the West Coast. And here we are in the middle. So what's going on?
Yeah,
Brad?
Well, as it turns out, now you may have heard, you were speaking of crazy people running in yesterday's election. We had this Christine O'Donnell running in the GOP election out there in Delaware.
That's why I'm wearing a red suit.
You are?
To match her red dress.
I see. All right. Well, she was set to go down in flames against the popular, beloved former governor, nine-term congressman Mike Castle, who was backed by the GOP establishment, was thought to easily defeat her, and then was thought to easily go on to take the Senate seat previously vacated by
Joe Biden,
Vice President
Joe
Biden.
And remembering that Castle was believed, remember the Tea Partiers, and she's a Tea Party chick, right?
Yes, she is.
She's the anti-masturbation platform.
That's right.
She is still unmarried, and her entire thing is that lust is evil.
She's anti-lust.
Right? She's anti-lust, anti-masturbation.
Yeah.
And if she's unmarried, does that mean that at her age right now she would have to be a virgin because she's doing it for the Lord?
Well,
I mean, seriously, I think we need to have this medically explored for... No, please.
Yeah.
I'm really serious.
Okay.
No. Seriously.
Yes.
If you are going to get up and rule this country and make extraordinary pronouncements about the behavior of a free people, you must prove that you are an expert at that. Seriously, if we're
going to
bring you in as the king and guidance counselor, I want to know that she is intact. Because if she somehow is not intact, then she should not be allowed to make that statement legally, much as an advertiser is not allowed to go on the air and outright lie.
So you're suggesting a medical test must be performed,
yes.
An examination.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever politician makes an extraordinary claim that is going to be a fundamental process.
Well, now, to her defense, credit, we should say that that was something like 1993 on MTV.
Still.
She still says no masturbation.
And lust is an erection is a flagpole on your grave.
All right. Well, now, flagpoles, cornholes, fingers in the dike. I see what's going on here.
No, well, only in your mind, my friend.
I see what you have lured me into.
I've done nothing.
All right, so
I'm sitting here politely.
Here's the shocking.
With my chihuahua.
Are you ready for the shocking breaking news?
Yes.
Just come in. You will only hear it here on KPFK and, of course, on bradblog.com. But she was going to be trounced by the beloved Mike Castle in that GOP U.S. Senate primary. until, when was it? I think it was September 9th. She got an endorsement from Sarah Palin, queen of the Mama Grizzlies, or whoever the hell she is. And that was followed by one from Jim DeMint down there in South Carolina, the Republican senator down there. The Tea Party Express came in. All kinds of money came in. All of the polls started changing. Christine O'Donnell began to surge in the polls, leading us up to yesterday when it was said to be a very close race going into yesterday's primary Tuesday. And, of course, you may have now heard the news that on all of the stations last night that O'Donnell defeated Mike Castle.
That's
not the big news, because the big news here is that, in fact, based on data from the state of Delaware's election website, we can now report that Mike Castle defeated Christine O'Donnell 54.7% to 45.3%.
Hallelujah.
Finally. However, and here's the however.
Yeah.
He only defeated her on the ballots that can actually be verified.
Oh.
This would be on the absentee paper-based ballots. He defeated her, we'll call it 55 to 45%. Whereas on the 100% unverifiable touchscreen voting machines, actually push-button voting machines, that they force voters to use in Delaware on Election Day, O'Donnell actually won by an almost reverse percentage, 53.3 to 46.7%. So the paper-based ballots, the absentee ballots, the ones that we can actually verify, unlike the voting machines, which, by the way, you can't verify them. I can't verify them. Delaware can't verify them. The makers of these particular machines,
but
Danaher Guardians,
hackers can verify them because they're the ones who program them.
Well, you know what? We don't know. And in fact,
we may have some decades worth of incredible empirical thinking on this.
All I can tell you is what I can prove. 100% absolutely, and I can prove that Castle defeated O'Donnell on paper ballots. So the electronic machines, there's absolutely no evidence that even one vote in Delaware cast on Election Day was recorded accurately. There is no evidence, not from the state, not from the candidates, not from the voting machine company. In this case, it was a company called Danaher, a small company. Mm-hmm. There is no evidence. This, appropriately enough for Christine O'Donnell, was a 100% faith-based victory.
Beautiful stuff. And I think that's what we ought to explore, is the why of the what.
Wow.
Something that we love to do here.
Why the hell are we using these in 20% of American elections?
Well, we know why.
Why?
Well, exactly. That's what we're going to talk about.
Right.
There's a reason for this.
I'd like to learn. I'm trying to figure it out.
You already know.
I do.
This is not an oops.
All right.
Nothing in this country is an oops.
All right.
Falling 6,000 miles into a rock was not an oops.
Okay.
The trillions awarded Halliburton, ultimately, you know, whether it's Katrina or any, none of this is, we didn't actually think about it. Oh, yes, we did. There's a reason you put computers everywhere and you let one guy basically decide what goes in and what comes out, and it's a big secret. And you love private corporations to sign on the public voting.
Mm.
It's beautiful. If it were the third world, we'd send in the UN.
Yep.
Actually, the UN tried to come here, but I think we were busy that day.
We kept them out. J. Kenneth Blackwell wouldn't let them come into Ohio in 2004.
Maybe there's a code. Speaking of secret codes, I think the highway is full of it right now with Jeff Thomas in traffic.
Harrison. Completely unsponsored, common sense commuter traffic.
22 minutes past the hour. This is your Go Harrison live and local traffic report on KPFK. In Laguna Niguel, on the 5 North past Crown Valley, there's a traffic hazard. Things start to slow down at Ortega Highway. Once you get past that, things look pretty good into Tustin. On the 55 North, there's a non-injury accident at MacArthur. And in Corona, on the 91 East before Green River Road, there's an accident. And again at Pierce Street, another accident. No injuries reported, but it's going to add to your drive heading into Diamond Bar. The 5 South coming out of L.A. is busy. The 405 North from the 10 Interchange is a mess. And the 101 South coming into downtown is slow from Melrose. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, keyword Go Harrison. For Harrison, I'm Jeffrey Thomas on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara.
Lock it in. Coming up, more Harrison.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
Are you looking for a political radio talk show
replete with serious topics,
thoughtful guests,
and riveting listener phone calls?
Well, go yourself. Instead, listen to the Bocho Hour of Power.
An hour of unmitigated spanglish,
Sylvester-soaked satire,
and Tony-dropping humor.
Plus calls from you, the clinically insane listener audience.
So please, don't tune in Friday at 4 p.m., because it's going to be real embarrassing.
Right here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Have you been meaning to volunteer at KPFK? Do it today. Visit kpfk.org and click on Volunteer.
Just breathe. Ah. Now that you know that Christine O'Donnell is not the GOP senatorial candidate,
as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Anybody can prove.
Yes, so we'll see what dominates what in the line of this. Let me give out our numbers here, your Harrison hotlines. 310-737-TALK, 310-737-TALK, or 737-8255. And I want to know what people's perceptions are of why somebody like Christine O'Donnell, why Sarah Palin believe, and this is one of the things that Christine O'Donnell is all about right now. She doesn't believe in evolution. To her, it's the theory of evolution, which we still describe it as such, right? We look at Chucky Darwin, and we do know that it's okay. And we look at Chucky Darwin, and we understand that his point is that it wasn't actually quite provable. And so following that line of thought, we have Christine O'Donnell saying that carbon dating is make-believe, right?
Right.
She actually connects that with volcanoes and other things, and all that is sort of mysterious and make-believe, too. And like Sarah Palin, man and dinosaur walked hand in hand. And this is where they're coming from. And do they actually believe this because they're at the highest levels of government or wish to be there? Or do they actually know that they're going after a fringe group of people who are hideously undereducated and are easily manipulable?
Easily manipulated. There you go. Now, does she not believe in evolution because it cannot be proved? Because it sort of ties back to the point that I was bringing into this election. If it can't be proved, if we can't prove that evolution has actually exists, then how can we prove that she actually won yesterday's election? How will we prove that she actually wins the election on November 2nd when they use the same 100% unverifiable voting machines? Uh-huh. How will we prove that? If we can only go by things that we can scientifically prove, and one thing that I can prove is that we cannot prove in any way, shape, or form that she actually won yesterday, I think she ought to concede the race. I think she ought to say, it can't be proved, since evolution can't be proved, my election can't be proved either, and maybe she ought to bow out. What do you think?
Well, then you're looking at logical thought. You're looking at somebody who's actually looking at all the different angles.
Well, you know, these teabaggers claim to be in favor of representative democracy, in favor of self-governance. We have none of that under this system. And to that end, and one of the reasons I said, you know, make sure, let's give out the number, 310-373-TALK.
737-TALK.
Got it backwards?
Yeah, yeah. No.
The reason I wanted to get that out, because so many people have so many misconceptions about this, about our election system, how this stuff works. Frankly, even if she's in favor of, against evolution, fine. If she got more votes, I'm going to get out there and fight for her to win. Problem is, how can we do that, Harrison?
Well, and the thing is, again, we have to understand why these people do what they do.
Yeah.
What they do is interesting, certainly. Yeah. But why they do what they do is the part. You know, is it about moving huge volumes of people from A to B, knowing that these people have no clue? Take a look at the educational system, right?
Yeah.
Of your grandparents, for instance. Okay? Were they educated in the United States?
Yes, they were.
Okay. So it's likely that your grandmother, your great-grandmother studied Greek, probably took German for a year, definitely Latin,
yeah.
Right? Had to study science, even though she was taught about the homunculus back then, the idea that inside of spermatozoa were tiny little humans that were then injected from the male into the female and in the womb grew up into babies. They didn't quite understand, they didn't have the magnification yet to understand how things work. So a lot of silliness, but they were taught extraordinary formal educations. And now today, you're basically taught how to punch in and punch out. Show up in class on time. Take a break. You know, horsewhip the animals in there because they're misbehaving. Reading, writing, irrelevant. Why would the textbooks erode from these extraordinary instruments of higher learning down to a pamphlet, right? With teachers who are so overwhelmed with the chaos and underwhelmed with information that they're able to transmit unless there's a plan.
You know what? That, you may be right about all of that. But guess what? I don't think that's our problem in that our educational system may be crap, but that's not how Christine O'Donnell ends up winning yesterday, even if you presume she did win, which, of course, cannot be proved one way or the other.
Right.
But even if you presume she did win, and if you look at all of these other races where all of these other tea baggers, and by the way, I distinguish tea baggers from actual tea partiers by drawing the line at Ron Paul back in 2007, these people who were actually standing up for our Constitution and our country and against George Bush, not when it was fashionable, not when Fox News told them about it, but when they were actually trying to fight for our Constitution. Those people, those are the real Tea Partiers. Everyone who came in after 2008, those are the Tea Baggers, as far as I'm concerned. Really the sore loser party.
Well, and, but, right, invented by the Koch brothers.
But
the notorious
right.
Koch brothers.
Well, the Koch brothers, Fox News,
but
everyone
but again,
else, and that's the
but
problem.
Again,
yeah.
How are they so effective? Why do they do what they do? And we'll get into that. But first we're going to do news.
I'll
you know why?
I'll answer that question after the news.
Exactly.
Right.
Harrison with you at 31 minutes past the hour. We've got Brad Friedman. We are talking about election. What has happened in the last 24 hours? He has released a vital piece of information. All the networks, all the newspapers have published, even up to today. The LA Times sitting in front of you, the New York Times that might be sitting in front of you, declares that O'Donnell, in fact, won. It looks like it has turned out differently. That Castle, in fact, at least on paper, has won. And we're going to get more. Plus, take your calls at 323. I'm sorry. At 310-737.
There you go.
Talk, but first news with Mercy Malik.
Harrison, from Washington prowlers to corporate crawlers. News update. Your double grind of headlines.
Harrison News time is 32 minutes past the hour, and I'm Mercy Malik with your reality check. A federal judge has ruled military contractors can be sued by soldiers and others who allege they were harmed by improper waste disposal while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. District Judge Roger Titus ruled military contractors Halliburton and KBR are subject to lawsuits claiming they exposed soldiers to toxic emissions and contaminated water when they burned waste in open pits without proper safety controls. Titus is overseeing 43 lawsuits filed in 42 states on the issue. The plaintiffs claim waste disposal methods used by the contractors caused serious injuries, including cancer and permanent respiratory damage. Attorneys for the contractors sought to have the lawsuits dismissed, saying it would require the courts to evaluate sensitive military decisions without the necessary knowledge or expertise. Titus agreed the courts must treat such lawsuits with caution to protect military missions abroad. It's 33 minutes past the hour. The Israeli military is under fire for the alleged sexual abuse of jailed Palestinian children. The group Defense of Children International claims to have affidavits from 14 Palestinian children between the ages of 13 and 16 who say Israeli soldiers either sexually abused them or threatened them with sexual abuse. One child recently interviewed by CNN described an attempt by a dozen Israeli soldiers to sodomize him with a plastic stick. He claims the assault only ended because the soldiers were interrupted by the arrival of their superior. DemocracyNow.org reports that Defense of Children International has submitted their evidence to the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. And former President Bill Clinton yesterday endorsed Democrat Jerry Brown in the California governor's race. The Los Angeles Times reports that despite the two men's shared political party, the endorsement was not a given. Clinton and Brown clashed badly while both were seeking the Democratic presidential nomination in 1992. And as recently as earlier this week, Brown referred to Clinton as a liar and cracked a joke about Monica Lewinsky. Brown quickly apologized, and Clinton apparently held no grudge, stating, quote, "I strongly support Jerry Brown for governor because I believe he was a fine mayor of Oakland. He's been a very good attorney general, and he would be an excellent governor at a time when California needs his creativity and fiscal prudence," end quote. Clinton has become an unwilling figure in the California gubernatorial race since Republican candidate Meg Whitman started running ads featuring a clip of Bill Clinton circa 1992, speaking unflatteringly of Brown, his then opponent. Brown's campaign manager, Steve Glazer, claims that 80% of Whitman's advertising is negative, stating, quote, "Early on, Meg Whitman and an army of highly paid consultants made the decision that the only way they can win is to put her opponent through the wood chipper. Truth be damned." For Go Harrison on KPFK 90.7, this has been Mercy Malik with your reality check.
News update. Harrison. Go Harrison.
Honey, please, let's stop.
What's the matter?
I can't keep it up. I can't shop anymore.
It can happen to any man. The inability to maintain an interest in shopping. But now there's help with Viagra.
Viagra?
How does it work?
Viagra promotes blood flow to your man's feet while cutting blood flow to his brain, allowing him to walk around all day long saying yes.
Oh, honey, can we go in just one more store?
Yes.
Viagra also increases a man's shopping drive by 50% while decreasing his awareness of your credit card balance.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This credit card has been declined.
Honey, can I borrow your card?
Yes.
Ask your doctor if Viagra is right for you, and he'll say,
yes.
It is 35 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We are talking with Brad Friedman. We are talking about the election here on the Harrison Show and looking into the last 24 hours plus some breaking news. That breaking news, of course, would be that the Christine O'Donnell win, the one that's published in all the newspapers, ain't exactly that way.
It ain't exactly provable. And if I had any money, I would offer all of it to anybody in this country who can prove that any of those votes were counted accurately yesterday on the electronic, we call them DREs, direct recording electronic voting machines that were used on Election Day, versus the absentee paper-based ballots, which we can count and which we can clearly see that Castle trounced O'Donnell 55-45%, but the electronic voting machine results were almost entirely flipped.
Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones, go to the fun, say hi to Matt in Beverly Hills. You're on with Harrison. Welcome. Matt.
I have a couple quick points. One of them, you were talking about the American educational system, and, you know, and obviously the students these days are taught to regurgitate, not to retain. And, you know, Obama has this race to the top, but I think we can see from the Texas textbook snafu that we should probably rename it Racist to the Top. also, there we go. There's a laugh track.
No, that was a lie.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Howard Dean.
On the note of evolution, I mean, besides the fact that you can go to any park or whatever, you can see, you know, hundreds of thousands of years of, like, layers of sediment and, you know, the sides of hills and whatnot. But besides all that, now think about this. If the Earth is 6,000 years old and we've got, what, 6 billion, 800 million people or something like that on the planet, how would that math possibly work out? Do we have suddenly the gestation period of a gnat back in the old days and we were all just boinking from sun up to sun down? And if this all came from two people, wouldn't we all have about 90 heads and several feet growing out of our cheeks and things like that?
Well, I do, but that's different.
You know, and I mean, it's just, I mean, I know it's an insane argument, but that in itself, I mean, am I wrong?
Well, let me ask you a question, Matt, because you're a really smart guy.
What is the payoff in believing that kind of stuff? Does it mean that you don't actually have to work in your head for anything or actually examine or observe or have any kind of real reality or take responsibility for anything you do? Because, in fact, you can just write it off as some mysterious extraterrestrial phenomenon over which you have zero control. And therefore, victimhood doesn't sting as much.
Well, yeah. But, I mean,
man, you made him work for that.
He's smart, I told you.
I mean, it's pure insanity. I mean, I'm just doing this math quickly in my head, but is it a possibility that in 6,000 years, 6 billion people could exist?
Well, look, obviously nothing makes sense about the notion that there is no evolution. The reason so many people believe this, and I started to say it before we went to the break, you know, the problem is not the education of the people. The problem is the media. It's the media, stupid. That's it. And if you go on the air now 3 hours a week, Harrison, if you were on perhaps speaking to 12, 15 million people every day, like Rush Limbaugh, from 9 to noon, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, speaking to millions and millions of Americans, repeating the same crap over and over again, it doesn't matter what crap it is. If you keep saying it, if you've got a TV, if you've got Fox News saying it, if you've got every other right-wing nut in the world on the media, on, I should say, the people's airwaves, by the way, we own those airwaves. So you've got Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, all the rest of these loons, Laura Ingraham out there on the people's airwaves, the socialist airwaves, I should add, enjoying privileges that you and I and people that make sense don't enjoy. If you tell them that, of course they will believe it. If you told them good things, if you told them progressive things, they would believe it,
yes.
And they would be out there pushing for the things that matter.
Can I just nudge against that? Just a little
Please
bit.
Please do.
At 41 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We've got Mercy Malik. We've got Brad Friedman in here, bradblog.com. And Brad, of course, is known for his expertise in things election as well as everything else. He just happens to have a particular passion and efficacy in getting this stuff resolved. What I was going to point out is, let's just take my mother, for instance.
Right.
Well, she's dead. But let's rewind 2 years, all right? She was a person who watched the evening news, like a good citizen, read the local paper, watched 0% of Sean Hannity, didn't listen to any Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
That's only 18% of the United States, by the way. Rush Limbaugh hits 18% on talk radio.
Yeah.
We would think, by the way this guy is redistributed, that he's 90%. It's a tiny fraction. It really is.
But here's all his other buddies saying the same thing.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
That she had no interest, no access to that. She watched the NBC Evening News. She watched CNN, whatever. And yet she comes up, and even though they never said that man and dinosaur walked hand in hand on CNN, except that they reported Palin saying it, you know,
exactly.
My mother, who's not necessarily a nitwit, she didn't have the same perspective. So those that do consume that kind of media, and you're so right, that 18%, they're on there. How do they get the greater voice, the other 88%?
Because that's not the other 88%. I mean, Rush may reach 18% of the population. I'm going by your numbers. I don't know. I drive around this country all the time, and we've got the radio, and we listen. Good luck finding progressive radio anywhere in this country.
Oh, I know.
On the other hand, anywhere that I am, I can find right-wing radio. It's not conservative. There's nothing conservative about it. It's right-wing radio. I can find it 2 and 3 stations deep, no matter where I am, anywhere in this country. So this is not Rush. This is, like I said, Hannity and Ingraham and, the list goes on, O'Reilly, and the list goes on and on and on. They have incredible coverage, and the fact that the Democrats haven't figured this out, the fact that Barack Obama...
They know.
No, Barack Obama is in there not doing a damn thing with the FCC, who could look at these stations, could look at these nationally syndicated shows and say, are you serving the public interest? We ain't going to give you the bandwidth on the airwaves if you do not serve the public interest, or we're going to restore the fairness doctrine, and after 3 hours of Rush Limbaugh every day, we'll have three 3 hours of Harrison every day, even the score, level the playing field, and then we'll find out how many loons are out there and how many are just disinformed
by
these and psychopaths.
We remember that, Edelman, Copps, these guys from the FCC, who really were decent guys and fought the good fight. Under the Bush administration, they took the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which gives us PBS and NPR, you know, a neighboring format, right? Yeah. And put the former head of the Voice of America in there, which is our American propaganda network. And then you get people like Bill Moyers, see ya, right? Yeah. You get, like, go to NPR. Imagine an NPR investigative report. Crickets. Mm-hmm. Crickets. Is there such a thing? No. And there's a reason for that now.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that, you know, they're underwritten by the American Petroleum Association?
Of course it does.
By the Clean Coal Foundation?
That's my point. Yes. My point is that there is not oops. It's not a mistake. No. It's not a blind eye. Oh, you know, Obama didn't know that the FCC. No, there's a reason for this. And what we want to do is determine who's behind it and what's the payoff. And what are they getting out of it? And what's the audience getting?
Everything.
But what's the audience getting out of it, too?
Nothing.
Nothing. No, but they are.
Well, they're getting entertained.
They're getting more. Yeah, they believe they're getting empowered and enriched. Yes. Limbaugh today, Jeff Thomas. Jeff listens. He monitors Rush Limbaugh for us here.
Yeah.
He's great.
I listen to him, too.
I love Rush Limbaugh.
I know. Today he was telling me that
stop whining.
Global warming was a hoax, as he does every day. That's what he does. And if you say global warming is a hoax enough times on enough radio stations, of course they couldn't say it if it wasn't true. Right?
He said today oil is the fuel that runs the engine of freedom.
Okay, so that's the official story from upon high, right? That oil is the engine of freedom. That's if you live here. If you happen to live 6,000 miles on the other side of Earth, oil is hardly the engine of freedom unless you're Prince, whatever his name is, that day. So it really it's so relative, isn't it? And that's their fearless leader making that pronouncement. But if you had an educated population, right, they would have critical capability. They would have critical analysis. They would be able to read between the lines, something that you and I conversationally say to each other, read between the lines. If they don't know how to do that anymore, do you remember word problems in school?
Of course I do.
I failed them horribly. Yeah,
no, and I succeeded at them. I love them. But I think, let's see, with all due respect, I believe you're naive. In that,
okay.
I know, first day shows up, calls the host naive.
It's okay.
Yeah, here's what I think. That it doesn't matter. Did you ever see Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator?
Sure.
Okay, remember the end of that? He plays in that movie, for folks who don't know it, one of the greatest movies in the world, by the way, go get it.
Plays a Hitler-type character.
He plays a Hitler-type character and a
Mussolini.
Jewish barber-type character that by the end of the movie, they actually get switched. And he, as the Jewish barber, goes in a Hitler costume, makes the speech to the crowd who are there ready to hate, you know, and ready to cheer whatever this Hitler character has to say. And then he starts saying things about loving your neighbor and about helping the world to survive and lifting up the earth for good instead of evil. And at first the people don't know what to make of it. But then he gets more and more passionate and starts yelling and screaming about the good that can come to the world. And the crowd starts cheering just the way they were cheering Hitler, because you had a passionate man there who they could hear telling the truth, and they agreed with him 100%. When you have liars and cretins and evildoers on every inch of the broadcast and cable airwaves repeating the same crap over and over again, oil is the tool of freedom. When you hear this over and over again, you are going to believe it. I don't care, or at least a huge percentage is going to be, and they'll be empowered by it.
Well, to a point, to a point. 48 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM. In Los Angeles, 98.7 FM. In Santa Barbara, we have Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. Brad is a great investigative journalist. And we're going to go to traffic in just a second. It's true that, and we talked yesterday about what can the Democrats do to create a sense of passion, because absolutely, that was my assessment yesterday, passion always wins. But the key thing is, if you know what's going on, you don't get snookered as easily, even if the messages repeat. Let's take the KPFK audience, by the way. warm, smart, intuitive, yeah. amazing people. The more you meet, the more you totally fall in love with KPFK and especially its listeners, all right? These are people who have done the due diligence, who have the education. A lot of them are self-taught. They're really heroic. And they may see these messages or hear Limbaugh over and over again, yet they are not swayed because they know how to think. And they have that information. From whatever source, it's critical for us to knock down the walls and go to traffic with Jeff Thomas.
Harrison. Completely unsponsored common sense commuter traffic.
It is 49 minutes past the hour. This is your Go Harrison live and local traffic report on KPFK. Still dealing with that incident on the 5 North in Laguna Niguel. That's past Crown Valley. There's traffic backed up all the way back to Ortega Highway. Once you get past that, things look good in through Tustin. Also on the 55 North, there's a non-injury accident near MacArthur Boulevard, and in Corona, the 91 East before Green River Road. There's an accident at, let's see here, that's at Pierce Street, Green River Road and at Pierce Street. Two accidents, going to slow up your drive into Diamond Bar. The 101 South coming into downtown LA is jammed up from Melrose. For Harrison, I'm Jeffrey Thomas on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
This is Harrison.
It is 50 minutes, that's 5-0, past the hour. Harrison with you, Mercy Malik, Geoff Thomas. We have G on audio and Jeff with a G on traffic, and Brad Friedman, of course, of bradblog.com, great investigative reporter. Let's go next, and I apologize. Everybody is queued up on the phone, no offense. We were having a little technical issue earlier with the microphone, so I apologize to Mercy. It was looping through. So we're going to probably pull her microphone back about 2 feet away from the other mic. There we go. Now they won't loop through.
It was my fault.
And we
Blame
can
me.
Kick her on a little bit there, and let's see if those levels work okay. Meanwhile, let's go to Jeff. You're on with Harrison. Welcome. Jeff.
Laguna Niguel, yeah.
Hey there.
All right. Hi. And you've got a great program. I'm so glad you're on. KPFK is the repetition that we need of the truth. These people have beliefs in their minds. You can't argue with them. You're just wasting your time to argue with them. They're filled with these beliefs. And I think they're going to just try to convert us. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to get anywhere with them. So the question is, what do you do with them? 1994, they put a bunch of these people in that started the impeachment on Clinton. We found out that there were a huge number of hypocrites in there. I think we need to point out all the hypocrisy that these people have in their current lives, and that their religion, so-called religion, was really usually used for some personal problem. They got through, and they filled themselves with this, thinking they're doing God's work. But you can't convince them. You have to tell other people they're not going to listen to you because they're just going to convert you. They have no time for you, and certainly they have no time for physics.
You have just won a 100% cotton Go Harrison t-shirt that says preventing truth decay, sir, to fit your physical body. I'm going to ask you to do a modern thing. Do you have a cell phone that has texting?
I can't do that. I have no cell phone, but I very much appreciate your offer.
We'll put you on hold. How's that? And we'll do it the old-fashioned name and write you down. All right, stand by, my friend. Let's go next to...
Giovanni?
How about Giovanni? Come vai?
Ciao, Giovanni.
Giovanni. Welcome. Giovanni.
No.
No?
No, he's gone.
Aww. Bye, Giovanni.
He had 9 stars next to his name.
Wow, we really wanted to hear what you had to say.
How about Erica? Erica, you're on with Harrison. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
We have an election going on. Why aren't you talking about the issues instead of the morons that are getting ahead?
Because the morons are the issue makers.
Look, I'm talking about getting facts. Now, this is one that I do as a left. The Tea Party people, others, the Republicans all say they don't want big government. So why don't we say let's do away with big government? How about cutting all tax deductions? Doesn't that come from big government?
You're absolutely right.
Right.
This is the point, though. Because we can talk about the issues, but the point is...
The issue is they're talking about the deficit.
Right, they're making stuff up.
We have no war tax like we had in World War II. We have people being able to deduct up to $1 million every year property tax, which takes $72 billion out of the Treasury, and no one pays one penny. Now, I heard that from the Bush Committee on Taxes.
And you remember today, Erica, you probably noted that that Obama was in the Rose Garden today saying that he was not inclined to extend any tax cuts for people over $250,000. Huge change today.
Crap. I've heard nothing but crap on your program. It
oh, we love her.
Look, the solution, here's what I suggest the solution to, is this Erica? Is this
yes.
Who we're talking? Erica, you know, I agree. Here's what we ought to do is talk about these issues, get people fired up, get Democrats in control of both the Senate and the House and the White House, and then all of our problems will be solved, right?
He's nothing but a moron anyway.
Well, that's right. Anyway. Maybe he is or isn't, but the point is, you know, we did all those things. We got people fired up. But what change happened? Nothing.
I just stood up to get jobs for everybody. There's no excuse for having people unemployed.
Well, we agree, and we would hope that Obama, and perhaps with the correct agitation, Eric, and you sound like you probably could pick up the phone and do this, remind him of FDR's second term and put 20 million people on the payroll of the federal government with their own money so they could become each other's customers, and thereby they don't need to get laid off anymore.
The question is, why don't things change?
Try to stir up people to get jobs, everybody. There's no excuse for having people unemployed.
All right.
To work.
Would you like tickets to a Star Trek movie?
Look, we know all these things. The problem is, why don't things change? If you've got Democrats in control of all of these houses, why don't things change? Why are teabaggers going out there and winning elections, or are they winning elections, which is what I'm talking about, fighting for your democracy, making sure that if you want to throw the bums out, you can throw the bums out. I had a list of stuff. I guess we'll have to get to them next week. All the voting machines
and
were
we will.
Burned down in
and
Houston,
we will.
Everywhere
and,
else.
And thank you, Erica, so much. Yeah. Very much appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great day. She does not want Star Trek tickets, but she I have not. Five pairs to give out right now. Five pairs of Star Trek tickets. This is for Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, which is actually my favorite one because it has the entire cast of the original series. It's got a totally awesome Spock, okay? And it is in galactic 70 millimeter,
ooh,
right? This is the huge, big print. So we've got five pairs for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, and Star Trek, those two. In person, Walter Koenig.
Oh.
Chekhov.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's coming up this Saturday, September 18th, this Saturday, September 18th at 11:55 p.m. Okay?
PM.
Right. Midnight screening.
Wow.
All right?
Sexy.
Wow. With Chekhov.
All right.
Ooh.
Right? And then the lights will be out, so it's up to you. All right? So what you do is you text right now to 310-737-TALK or 310-737-8255, 310-737-8255. The first five people that text to our Harrison hotlines get each,
two apiece.
Yeah, two apiece. Two humans.
Yes.
Per text at 310-737-8255. And you can go meet Pavel Chekhov this Saturday night at 11:55 p.m., courtesy of KPFK and Harrison. And
there's actually two.
Two what?
Two Star Treks. There's the Saturday the 18th at 11:55. There's also the Wednesday, 9:22 at 10 p.m.
Oh.
So make sure they just, in their text, just say if they want the
specify.
Saturday or the Wednesday show.
All right. We have tons of people online. We really, really apologize.
Thank
Unfortunately,
you
we have such a compressed little hour here. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. Can't wait to see you next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it.
Mercy Malik, love you, honey. So we're going to wrestle this thing out here.
Oh, yeah.
Geoff with a G. And J with a G and a J.
G with a J.
Yeah, we'll see you next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Harrison with you. We love you, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Go Harrison.
You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, Ole Radio for the people.